Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, An Unanswerable Dilemma. Everyone who takes the Bible seriously believes in election. It is a biblical doctrine. However, there are considerable different views represented on how to understand it, and no one understands it completely. Election simply means choice. No one can legitimately deny that election refers to God's sovereign choice. God in grace chose. All the glory and praise for salvation goes to God alone. However, these realities do not cancel out human responsibility. Certainly a God-centered view of election must prevail. And yet all the factors involved here are a deep mystery. Charles Spurgeon, in his sermon titled Human Inability, preached on 3/7/1858, said this, "We follow on while he draws us, gladly to obey the voice which once we had despised. But the gist of the matter lies in the turning of the will. How that is done, no flesh knoweth. It is one of those mysteries that is clearly perceived as a fact, but the cause of which no tongue can tell and no heart can guess." End of quote. Paul ends in the Moody Handbook of Theology, writes this, "Election and predestination do not, however, take away man's responsibility. Even though election and predestination are clearly taught in Scripture, man is still held accountable for his choices. Scripture never suggests that man is lost because he is not elect or has not been predestinated. The emphasis of Scripture is that man is lost because he refuses to believe the gospel." End of quote. And then Erwin Lutzer, in his book, The Doctrines That Divide, quote, "Even if, as Arminians believe, foreknowledge does not cause anything to happen, still the future will unfold as God knows it will. Yes, even for Arminians, whatever will be, will be. The truth is that neither the Calvinist nor the Arminian has a satisfying answer to this dilemma." End of quote. And then Norman Geisler, in his book Chosen But Free, quote, "Let's again illustrate the harmony of predestination and free choice. Suppose you cannot watch your favorite sports event live on TV. So you videotape it. When you watch it later, the entire game and every play in it are absolutely determined and can never be changed. No matter how many times you rerun it, the final score, as well as every aspect of every play, will always be the same. Yet when the game happened, every event was freely chosen. No one was forced to play. Therefore, the same event was both determined and free at the same time." Lorraine Bettner, in the Reformed Doctrine of Predestination, "The same God who has ordained all events has ordained human liberty. The same God who has ordained all events has ordained human liberty in the midst of these events. And this liberty is as surely fixed as anything else. Man is no mere Man is no mere automation or machine. In the divine plan, which is infinite in variety and complexity, which reaches from everlasting to everlasting, and which includes millions of free agents who act and interact and react upon each other, God has ordained that human beings shall keep their liberty under His sovereignty. He has made no attempt to give us a formal explanation of these things, and our limited human knowledge is not able to solve the problem." End of quote. D.L. Moody used to put it very simply, "The elect are the whosoever wills, and the non-elect are the whosoever won'ts." This is exactly what Scripture teaches. The invitation is to all. Those who accept it are the elect. Remember, we are never told that Christ died for the elect. But what does the Word say? Christ died for the ungodly. H.A. Ironside, in Full Assurance. And then J.I. Packer, in Evangelism and the Sovereignty of God. C.H. Spurgeon once was asked if he could reconcile these two truths, human responsibility and God's sovereignty, to each other. "I wouldn't try," he replied. "I never reconcile friends." End of quote. The pendulum swings, ridiculous extreme, bypassing the truth which lieth between. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.